Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, wow. After yesterday, I decided to do more digging into Donald Trump's relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, and in particular, Jeffrey Epstein's jets. Multiple jets. I just can't accept that the news cycle moves so quickly that the President of the United States is able to sit there in Turnberry, Scotland, and say that he rode on the jets. He just didn't have the quote-unquote privilege of going to the islands. And now, people have already moved past it and are on to the next news story, but not on the Adam Mockler channel. We're going to talk more about Donald Trump's relationship with Epstein, and in particular, Epstein's jets, and also talk about some stories that are flying under the radar as it pertains to Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. Let's dig in. We have no time to waste. Make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed below. Before we watch some clips, let's dig into a more recent story regarding Donald Trump and a jet that he just accepted from Qatar. This story is equally as important in its own regard because he very, very clearly violated the Foreign Emoluments Clause, and Pete Hegseth is helping him cover this up behind the scenes. So before we jump into Donald Trump flying around on Epstein's jets, not only in the 90s and early 2000s, but as recently as 2 years ago, he was flying around in Epstein's jets. Before we talk about that, let's talk about this. Pete Hegseth's secret deal to get Trump his free Qatari jet has leaked. The U.S. has formally received Qatar's, quote, unconditional donation of a $400 million 747-8 Boeing jet for the Trump admin to use as Air Force One. There are reports that this could take as much as $1 billion to renovate, or at least to strip down, check for bugs, and then reassemble. It could take a lot of money. It's a huge, huge jet, and it's all going to go to Trump's presidential library, not to help the American people, to actually hurt our wallets in the form of sucking up taxpayer dollars. And for a little bit of context, just think about this. 10 years before Bill Clinton got into office, a decade before Bill Clinton got into office, Hillary Clinton made, I think, $50,000 on a soybeans future trade, just like a commodities trade in the stock market. Then, you know, 10 years later, her and her husband get into the White House, and this was a multiple month-long scandal. It almost like nuked their presidency because Hillary Clinton, a decade prior, had made not even $100,000 on soybeans futures. Now, Trump is openly accepting $400 million bribes in the form of jets that clearly violate the Foreign Emoluments Clause. Melania Trump just signed a $30 million deal for some Netflix movie, I believe. It's all incredibly uniquely corrupt, and no one bats an eye. No one's really covering it, but we'll continue to double down. And really quickly, I am incredibly grateful for what we've built over this past year or two. It has been an amazing journey, and thank you guys for being a part of the community. You guys help give this channel power, and I hope it works in reverse. I hope that we help you out as well. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. Let's continue right here. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and his Qatari counterpart earlier this month signed a memorandum of understanding, which allows Trump to use the plane once he leaves office. The document describes the plane as a, quote, bona fide gift to the Defense Department, with the U.S. paying nothing for it. Quote, the donation is made in good faith and in the spirit of cooperation and mutual support between the parties. I'm so sorry. But when they're trying to rag on Hunter Biden for 4 years, for just being the part of the board of Burisma, which is a Ukrainian energy company, when that is the end of the world, and Hunter Biden was qualified, by the way, when that's the end of the world, yet Donald Trump is able to take multiple hundreds of millions of dollars in the form of jets. Donald Trump is able to just literally change the way that money works by creating his new crypto coin, Trump coin, then a Melania coin, then having all of his supporters funnel money into that, then using that as some weird, like, fake currency. He's literally trying to scam people en masse, and people won't feel the true negatives for a few years, I fear. The memo adds that the plane is, quote, not connected or otherwise related to any governmental decision. Now, that's the legal argument the admin is using to try to subvert the Foreign Emoluments Clause, which says you can't take gifts in any form from foreign governments for obvious reasons. There's a huge conflict of interest if the President of the United States is able to take gifts from foreign entities and then make exemptions for, like, tariffs, for example, or at least cut unique deals with countries that bribe the President. There are certain checks and balances that exist for a reason, and Trump is breaking all of them at such a breakneck speed that it's hard to pay attention to each one. Like, how are we supposed to pay attention to him taking gifts from foreign governments while we're also watching him sue Harvard, sue Columbia, sue Paramount, sue Wall Street Journal and Rupert Murdoch? The checks and balances of courts are being eroded as judges are being threatened. The checks and balances of universities that are supposed to be independent. Everything. It's law firms. It's other branches of the government. And, you know, as I continue to read this article, the White House did not immediately respond to inquiry, but there are also reports that this will take $1 billion for taxpayers to retrofit. This reads, breaking, in one of the most corrupt acts in American history, the Trump administration accepted a, quote, unconditional donation of a luxury jet from Qatar with no restrictions even after Trump left office, according to an agreement reviewed by ABC News. The retrofit for presidential use is expected to cost taxpayers $900 million. This dude only wants to benefit himself. He only cuts deals for his own glory, and he's not even good at cutting deals. He doesn't even do it well. The Justice Department then immediately got sued over this. We'll see how that develops. But as we're talking about Trump and illegal plane deals, can I bring your attention to this article? Trump, during his campaign, flew on a charter jet previously owned by Jeffrey Epstein. This dude is bouncing around from former Epstein jets to Qatari jets to somehow Air Force One, but a Trump campaign official said the aircraft was provided by a charter jet service after his own jet had a mechanical failure. But come on, what an absolutely ironic coincidence, if this isn't even a coincidence. The Trump campaign was using a jet used by disgraced financier and sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Now, this brings me on to what happened yesterday, which was uniquely vile in its display. While Trump was in Turnberry, Scotland, representing the United States, you know, on day one, he ranted about windmills for a while. Okay, we can get over the windmill rant that showed clear displays of cognitive decline. Then he golfed for a while. That's normal. I'd rather him golf than screwing up other wars or whatever. Then he sat there and said he didn't have the quote-unquote privilege of going to Epstein's Island, but he's conceding in that he did fly on the jets. And this is what happens when a prolific liar tries to keep the story straight in front of cameras 24/7. He's going to say in one breath, it's all an Obama lie. Then he's going to say he barely even knew Epstein. He stopped talking to Epstein decades ago. But then he's going to say he flew around with Epstein. He actually knows the list. There was a moment when he was standing on the White House lawn. He was like, I can give you the list off the top of my head. It's like, okay, wait, so you know the list off the top of your head now? That's how ingrained you were with all of this? But major breaking. In the most disgusting moment of his presidency, Trump says he, quote, never had the privilege of going to Epstein Island. Never had the privilege. I'm not even going to play the clip because it's so vile, but you can find it on my channel or on the internet. Here's another clip of Donald Trump sitting around talking about
it. For years, I wouldn't talk to Jeffrey Epstein. I wouldn't talk because he did something that was inappropriate. He hired help. And I said, don't ever do that again. He stole people that worked for me.
This clip is probably one of the craziest I've seen as well. Donald Trump begins to rant about how Jeffrey Epstein did something very, very inappropriate. This was terrible. He stole workers from him. Just listen one more time. That's what Jeffrey Epstein did? That was the bad part?
I wouldn't talk to Jeffrey Epstein. I wouldn't talk because he did something that was inappropriate. He hired help. And I said, don't ever do that again. He stole people that worked for me. I said, don't ever do that again. He did it again. And I threw him out of the place.
That's probably the worst thing Epstein's ever done in his life. He did that twice. He reoffended on stealing workers from Donald Trump. Trump fails to see the fact that Jeffrey Epstein's repeated sex trafficking is the main problem here. I'm sorry, but it is absurd. Here's Joe Rogan, even at his rope, saying Trump is crossing the line.
Hang around.
This is a line in the sand. Yeah. This one's a line in the sand.
Yeah.
Because this is one where there's a lot of stuff about, you know, when we thought Trump was going to come in and a lot of things are going to be resolved.
Yeah.
We're going to drain the swamp. We're going to figure everything out. And when you have this one hardcore line in the sand that everybody had been talking about forever, and then they're trying to gaslight you on that.
Well, you would have thought that
your phone?
I mean, he's calling them out like, yo, they're gaslighting us. They are literally gaslighting us. Speaking of the plane, Elon Musk just last week asked Grok, his own AI bot, and said, who went to Epstein's Island and when? There was a leaked cell phone tracking data. Can you correlate that with the individuals who visited the island? And this is what it says. Flight logs show Bill Clinton visited 12, Prince Andrews, Alan Dershowitz, Kevin Spacey, Chris Tucker. Trump flew on the plane 7 times, but there are no logs of him on the island. Wired's 2024 leak tracked 200 devices on the island. But when Elon Musk kept asking his own AI, he kept going, who was on the flight? Who was on the island? It kept saying, whether he liked it or not, Donald Trump was on the plane. Not once, not 5 times, but 7 times. And this culminates into the biggest scandal of his presidency that we will continue to relentlessly cover. Now, we'll also cover ICE deportations, the big ugly bill, and Medicaid cuts. We're going to cover the foreign wars breaking out. There's a lot of stuff that we need to cover on a day-to-day basis. So we're not just going to have a single-track mind on this topic. But I do think it's important to keep pressure on this while the Trump admin is kind of cornered like a rat. If you want to be a part of the journey, if you want to join the community, subscribe below. It's free. You can also drop a like. We're on Spotify and Apple Music if you're there. We're also on Reddit. You can follow Adam Mockler on Instagram. That would mean the world to me. We're trying to grow the Instagram lately. So go follow me down there. And I'll see you on the next one. Peace out.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.